I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And that means we're talking to Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is the editor of ETF Trends. And if you haven't been to that site, well, you should know it's about a lot more than just like, hey, here's a good ETF for you. There's plenty of stuff on investing in ETFs, the right way to do it, and a lot of other stuff that you'll find useful. And if you listen to this segment on any regular basis, you know that there are certain things we talk about, like the use of 200-day moving averages and some information along those lines. And if you want to learn more about how Tom uses that kind of stuff to decide what trends he's going to follow and what things he might want to ignore or where there are signals that aren't telling you what you want to see, well, again, it's ETFtrends.com. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon, and ETF Trends is on Twitter at ETF Trends. But right now, Tom is back here, and that's why I'm pleased to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the iShares Russell 2000 ETF, ticker IWM.
IWM, the ticker for the iShares Russell 2000 ETF. Okay. Really? Small caps. Small caps have seen a correction, and I hate that term, but I'm using it, of like 20% from their peak. They're down at least 5% in the last couple of weeks. So is this a, hey, we're still above the 200-day moving average and buy this? How does this one fit in?
It's a great point, Chuck, and that's really why we're bringing it up. Small caps compared to large caps have been dismal in their performance so far this year. When we've had, in general, a nice five-year bull market, it seems that in 2014 that the small caps just haven't participated. So as investors, especially in ETFs, and having diversified portfolios, it's nice to cheer on your winners, but when you have a losing area like this, especially as big an asset class as small caps, it's time to take a deep breath and take notice. So a couple things. First, it is below its 200-day average, as we've had negative performance so far year to date. However, there are a couple other things from a fundamental standpoint that's going on here. First, we're starting to see from a valuation standpoint, small caps compared to large caps be a little bit more favorable. So that's a good thing. The other thing is, as we're seeing tapering from a monetary policy that is going to affect the dollar, multinational large cap companies are going to be affected by that, and the fact that their exports are going to be more expensive. Small cap companies don't necessarily have as much overseas business, so they may not be as negatively affected, so that's something to take into account as well. The jobs number that we recently saw was very favorable. And since small companies tend to have almost 60% of overall employment here in the U.S., that's also very important because small companies tend to be nimble during times of economic recovery like we're having right now. If they are ratcheting up hiring, which they've been very careful of the past few years, it's a nice sign to say that maybe they're starting to pick up as well. So I know what you're thinking, Chuck. Hey, Tom, how am I going to use this ETF? The bottom line is this. Don't count out small caps. They tend to, especially during times of economic recovery, do better. But as we now are sitting 3% below the 200-day average, this is one area where you want to keep an eye on. And when it does go above its 200-day average, that might be the opportunity for you to buy in where maybe you've not been invested in small caps for a while.
So we're not actually trying to catch the bottom and buy when it's outside of the range, which for you is that 200-day moving average. We are saying let it have a rally from here, but once that rally starts, use the 200-day moving average as a sign that says, okay, I've gotten, if it were from here, a 3% pickup. That's a sign that we're off the bottom, time to go.
Yeah, and all you need to do is any of the internet sites that offer free charting, look at the IWM, look at the 200-day average, look at the support that we've seen that's basically been in place for almost 2 years while we've seen this rotation out of small caps into large caps. That, as we all know, as we look at markets, will ultimately rotate back. And when it does, make sure you look at an allocation like this.
Are you going to rotate out of large caps when small caps cross the 200-day moving average? Is the money coming from large caps, even if large caps are still above their 200-day moving average?
Well, I think as an investor, what you want to make sure you do is if you're very much concentrated in large caps, say the S&P 500 right now, don't miss out on the next small cap rally. So if right now you've been in the right place, congratulations. But just understand that trend always doesn't stay in place.
So it's a rebalancing side of things. It's looking to get to where you can rebalance, taking a little bit of your profits off the table, going into an area of weakness, correct?
That's right. And Chuck, you know, as we always talk about, it's not all about SPY. It's not all about the S&P 500. These are meant to be used as tools. This ETF alone is almost $25 billion in size, and the largest Russell 2000 ETF. Use it to your benefit when the time is right.
It is the iShares Russell 2000 Small Cap ETF. It is, or it's the Russell 2000 ETF, which happens to be small cap. It's the IWM, and it is the ETF of the week. It's important that it's not, you recognize, it's not the buy of the week because it's below the 200-day moving average. But Tom Lydon said it's not going to stay there forever. And when it crosses that line, that's when you've got a buy signal on it. Tom Lydon, of course, is the editor of ETF Trends. It's ETFTrends.com on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, if you want to follow Tom on Twitter, he's at Tom Lydon. All right, we've gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview. So buckle yourself in. We will be right back after this message to take you on the next part of our journey.